Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Psalm 34, would you turn there? Psalm 34. The Bible said, well, let's read it out loud together. How about it? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. How many? Do we have to be afraid? Do we have to live in dread or torment of any kind of fear of anything or anybody, anything that has happened or could happen or might happen? Do we have to be afraid of anything? Can you be completely free of all fears? Now, if this is a new thing to you, let me encourage you. The Lord helped us some months ago on a series called Free From All Fears. It's available in the Word Supply. You can download it for free off the internet, and not just our teachings, but whoever has taught on this subject, take advantage of it and do not live in fear. To live in fear is to live a life that is displeasing to God. Because without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And if you're living in faith, you are not living in fear. And you don't have to. Fear has torment. You don't want to live like that. Don't have to live like that. Verse 5, let's keep reading. They looked unto him and were lightened. Actually, the Hebrew there, I believe, is they flowed unto him. They flowed unto him and were enlightened. And their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Now, I know this is inspired. I know it is God talking to all of us. But also, if you back up and read the heading, it says, A Psalm of David. And did you know that David was a poor man at one time in his life? When they asked him about marrying the king's daughter, he made the mark. He said, you know, I'm a poor man. How could I do this? So I believe he's talking, among other things, about himself personally, that, what does it say, verse 6? How does it start off? This poor man cried. Now, how many understand, not too long after that, you could have called him maybe something else, but you couldn't have called him poor. You talk about rich. How many remember what he gave personally at the offerings of the temple? Billions with a B. You couldn't call him poor. But he was. Can God bring you from being poor to being a big blessing to the kingdom of God? Can he? Well, sure he can. Mrs. Well, if it was his will. You need to come back some more. Because it is his will. And it's not just according to his power and his will. It's according to how much faith we can lay hold of it with. So this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. And that had to be focusing on financial troubles. Because he talks about being poor. Can God save you out of all your financial troubles? Can he fix it?
Yes.
Can things turn around? I mean, in a day's time.
Yes.
Can they?
Yes.
Christmas is, well, I'm having a bad year. Man, the year ain't half over. Get having a bad year. It's too early talking about having a bad year. Well, if you're having a bad month, well, a month ain't over. How many know what an amazing week can do to a less than good month? What a miracle day can do to a lackluster month? First thing you got to get fixed is your mouth, though. You cannot talk all day how high gas is, and you know how high taxes are, and how slow this is, and how slow that is. You talk yourself right into poverty. Even though you feel the pinch of stuff, you got to talk faith. You got to get up in the morning and say, man, this is a good day for me. The business is going good. My job is going good. Nobody has to hear you except you and the Lord, but you can step out to your front door, walk into your car to go to your job or go to your place of business and say, I call for you to come. Buyers, come in. Come in from the contracts. Come in from the north and the south and the east and the west. Come to me today. Come to me this week. Money, I'm calling you in. Sales, I'm calling you in. Contracts, I'm calling. And you got to be serious about it. But now listen, you can do that and then go and sit down to breakfast with somebody and talk about how bad everything is and how slow everything is, and you can completely undo your confession with your unbelieving mouth. You have to talk consistent with that all day and all night. And even if it didn't look too good, you have to stay on your faith. Faith calls those things that be not as though they were. Say it out loud. We're having a good year.
We're having a good year.
We're having a big year.
Our finances
are on the increase. All my accounts
are filling up.
We're coming up.
We're having a big year.
We're having a good year. Amen.
Amen.
Now don't undo that with some unbelief later on tonight or tomorrow. You say the same thing again. And say it again. A lot of people's been talking a lot of unbelief. It's a habit. It's like worry. It's just a habit. People just get around other unbelieving folks. And I'm talking about Christians now. But in this area, they're unbelievers. And they just talk, and they're just so used to it, they don't even notice how negative they are. They don't even notice. They just flow right into it and go, yeah, man, I tell you, if this gas keeps going up, I don't know what we're going to do. And the more you talk that, the more confused and ignorant you'll become. Because your words are affecting you. Man, if this keeps this up, I just don't know what we're going to do. Well, you know, early in our ministry, I'll tell you how I learned some of these things. Something came up and they asked me from the office, what are we going to do about this? It was financial. And I said, I don't know. So about 3 hours later, here's another call. What are we going to do with this? Well, I didn't know what we were going to do with the other thing. So this is something else. I said, I don't know. This happened about 10 times that day. Something else. And something else. Did you know the devil practices what I call the pile-up technique? Yeah. You know, two or three things, you know, you're still in faith about it. But when the pile just keeps getting bigger and bigger, you're tempted to go, oh, no, this is just too much. Just somebody put me out of my misery. This is just... No. Don't let yourself think like that. But every time it come up, I kept saying, I don't know. I don't know. Finally, about the 10th time I said that day, I don't know, the Holy Ghost spoke to me. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside me, he said, no, and you won't find out talking like that. What am I saying? I don't know. I don't know. So what am I hearing? Faith comes by hearing. What am I hearing? So what am I having faith in? I'm having faith in that I don't know. And I'm becoming more convinced of how much I don't know all the time. And the Bible doesn't say you don't know. So our words are stout against his. What did he say? He is the good shepherd. He knows his sheep. His sheep know his voice, and a stranger's voice they won't follow. And you have an unction of the Holy One, and you know all things that you need. What should I be saying? Even if my head is a complete blank, what should I be saying according to the word? I will know. I'll know what to do. The Lord's showing me. Even if my head says, you ain't got a clue, I say, shut up, head. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. This is the Lord's ministry. This is his business. And your business is his business. If you give him the lordship over it, and you begin to say, no, he's ordering my steps. He's directing my paths. He always meets all my needs. Right? And say it every day for the rest of your life. He's meeting my needs. He's meeting my needs. Not, I don't know what in the world we're going to do. That's unbelief. And it's unacceptable. Right? So talk right. Talk right. What kind of year are we having? Come on, help me out now. What, huh? We are having a big year. I mean, a prosperous year. A big year. This is the year that dreams come true. This is the year. That wasn't just me. This is the year that dreams come true. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Lord. This is the year that dreams come true. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We believe it. We receive it. We expect it in Jesus' name. Say it out loud. This is the year that dreams, our dreams, my dreams come true. Hallelujah. It's already begun. Believe. Now, do you know what your part in this is? What is your part? It's really simple. Really simple. If you really believed that, how could you tell? You would be excited. If you're not excited, you don't believe it. If you believed it, you'd be excited. So that's your job. That's my job where this word is concerned, is simply be excited every morning when you get up.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me